This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Schroyer from the War Room, and I want you to pay attention to it because it's important. I represent Owen down in Washington, and he was arrested for telling Representative Nadler that he thinks Nadler and the Democrats are the traitors here and that he thinks they ought to be impeached. He was arrested on charges of interfering with Congress. So I go down to D.C. yesterday and appear at his arraignment, his initial court appearance, and the United States Attorney's Office took the following position, that pending the resolution of Owen's case, he should be barred from Capitol grounds or, in the alternative, prohibited from entering the Senate building. There'd only be one reason to keep him from the Senate building, and that would be to keep him from reporting on what's going on in the impeachment proceedings. We opposed that in a court hearing, and a judge agreed with us. We then appeared in a second court later in the day, and the government renewed its motion. And we had to argue yet again that Owen enjoys the presumption of innocence, that even if he violated the law in telling Representative Nadler off, that's not to say that a court should adopt a minority report-like perspective on the law and make predictions about what he'll do next. And a court agreed with us and said Owen can go back onto the Capitol grounds. This, to me, was a stunning event. I practice law in New Haven. I've had the pleasure of getting to know the folks at InfoWars, and I'm delighted to represent them. But in New Haven, we recently had a protest at the Yale-Harvard game where environmental protesters stopped the game for an hour or so. They were removed from the field. A local prosecutor called me and said, what do you think we should do with these kids or these protesters? I said, you know, a small fine and a slap on the wrist. If you're going to engage in civil disobedience, pay the price. The prosecutor said, yeah, maybe you're right, but I think we'll just drop these. That's how I looked at Owen's case. Here's how the government looks at Owen's case. No deals. He has to plead guilty to crimes, and he can enter what's called an open plea. That is, he can appear before a judge where he could be sentenced to up to 1 year in prison. I am stunned by that. That is such an overreaction. Well, it gets worse. Today, Owen appeared in a Capitol building, and he appeared with a piece of duct tape over his mouth that said censored. He was also holding a sign talking about big tech censorship when officers approached him and said, you gotta leave. Now, it turns out he was being videotaped by a colleague, and the colleague said, well, how come when the anti-Trump protesters were here a couple days, they weren't asked to leave? The officers ignored him. One of them actually looked at her and said, you're so adorable, as though flirtation were part of the standard law enforcement repertoire. Owen was warned thrice to leave. The cock crowed three times, and then he was placed under arrest. He was placed under arrest for demonstrating in a public building. Now, there is an obscure District of Columbia statute that says, and I quote, it shall be unlawful for any person willingly and knowingly to parade, demonstrate, or picket within any of the Capitol buildings. So I gather that the police officers take the position that standing silently as a crowd milled by with a sign on him was a demonstration within a Capitol building, and they will attempt to justify their arrest of him on those grounds. Our position is the First Amendment gives the government the right to place reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions on our speech in public locations, but it does not give to the government the right to shut us up. And Owen had as much, in our view, of a right to stand where anti-Trump protesters did and give his point of view that those protesters had. So I don't know Owen's status right now. And, you know, I returned from Washington late last night after representing him. We're due back in court on his prior case next Tuesday. For all I know, I'll be back there tonight or tomorrow morning to appear with him if they don't release him on bond. So when you hear InfoWars talking about needing your help, this is a snapshot of what's going on the front lines. Owen Schroyer, host of the War Room, went to Washington to tell we the people what he sees down there. And some people in Washington don't want you to hear it. And they feel strongly enough about it that the United States attorney appeared in open court to seek an order barring him from appearing so that he could report on what happened on the theory that he might protest again. How did we, like sheep, get to the point of being corralled in such a pasture? Owen is a patriot. Now, he he may have disrupted, you know, Nadler's hearing. It's an open question to me how that disreputable body can be disrupted, but we'll concede that he may have disrupted that. As to today...
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is an attempt to sabotage our republic. I'm going to break down the latest right now on this coronavirus, and the biggest quarantine in world history is what many experts are asking. That story's up on InfoWars.com. Big story up at DrudgeReport.com. Scientist out of the UK, virologist, says this could be, or looks like it's as deadly as the swine flu of 1918 that killed between 30 and 50 million, they're saying. I said 30 and 40 million. That's 30 and 50 million. And all I know is it's the perfect type of global crisis. To have a global government as the answer to a global crisis, and the perfect way to try to derail the U.S. economy out of the election. Bill and Melinda Gates just had a big drill a few months ago for just such thing happening. It turns out they're financing the vaccine for this very virus, lo and behold. Those are all facts. But if you're reporting on it, they're now trying to shut people down. We've confirmed that. So this is a really worrisome trend, and you add it all together, it doesn't look good. Shock video reveals Chinese collapsing on the streets as coronavirus spreads. And it looks like something out of a horror movie with the pods and the rest of it. We're going to go back to Norm Pattis on the attack on free speech and the new arrest of Owen Schroyer here in just a moment. I just see things like this happening, though, in Schroyer. And, yeah, when I saw the police officer basically tell Savannah she was attractive. I mean, I guess I'm glad they're not politically correct. But when you're arresting somebody, their fellow reporter, violating their rights, I see it as very aggressive and domineering in the context in which he was complimenting her. Very creepy. And sick that it's in the exact same spot that 2 days ago there were all the anti-Trump protesters who were not even admonished and who were there for hours, groups screaming at Owen. So Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, he's been covering what happened to Owen in the case. And Norm, again, this is all just par for the course now. What do you think Owen's going to have to do after you saw them throw the book at Owen? The Democrats can do whatever they want.
Well, we're due back in court with Owen on Tuesday, and I suspect the government will use this new arrest to seek yet again what it failed to get last week, that is an order barring him from Capitol grounds. I also have been in touch with folks of yours, I think Rob's down there in D.C., to keep an eye on Owen's bond situation. He was released on his first arrest on what's called a personal recognizance, in other words, a promise to appear. Today, they're likely to set a bond on there, and if it's a bond much higher than $5,000-$10,000, you're going to know that the fix is in and that the desire to silence and restrain and punish Owen for speaking out is predominant. So I don't know what is going to happen today. Obviously, it's happening in real time. But on Tuesday, we'll be back in a court. courtroom in the District of Columbia on his behalf. And I suspect the government's going to up the ante. They're going to say he's been charged yet again, and they're going to insist that he enter a guilty plea and agree to accept some time behind bars. That would be my suspicion. We are in the midst of researching, as we speak, Alex. I've got somebody here researching the history of the statute under which he was presumably arrested today. The argument is that there is a statute that says you can't demonstrate within a Capitol building. Is that an overbroad statute? Is standing with a sign the sort of demonstration?
Well, also, CNN, MSNBC praised women in the Kavanaugh hearing, yelling and screaming, and they didn't get charged last time I saw.
Even more disturbing than that. When I was in court yesterday with Owen, I was in the cafeteria and ran into an old friend, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I told him, and he started laughing. He said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" He says, "Every time Jane Fonda gets arrested for doing something similar, they just let her walk out the door and drop the charges." So, we're trying to reach out to Jane Fonda right now to see if she'll come to Owen's support. Freedom of speech matters. Whatever your views in this country, you should have the right to express them, and people should be treated.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath because the left now supports their speech, but not ours. There's now more Bernie Sanders high-level staffers caught on tape saying they're going to put nationalists and conservatives in death camps.
Well, they're going to have to fight me to put me in one. I don't know whether I'm a nationalist or a conservative, but I do believe in the rule of law, and I think that that kind of talk is dangerous and needs to be fought every step of the way in every courthouse of the land. And if
you're
the court,
damn right. Yeah. Why do you think the left has gotten itself into such a crazed position to just push boundaries to the breaking point?
I think they're terrified that Trump will win again. You know, the coasts are littered with anti-Trumpers who can't accept the results of the 2016 election. The impeachment proceedings were timed, in my view, to coincide with the electoral season to make it a publicly financed attack on Trump. And they're terrified that in flyover country, the place that most of us reside in, and certainly although I live on the coast, the place where my heart is, I come from Detroit and Chicago, in flyover country, they're afraid that most people are going to vote for the economy. They're going to vote for putting America first. They're going to vote for taking care of ourselves before we make commitments that we cannot sustain to the rest of the world. They're afraid of Trump 2020, and the only way they can try to stop it is by silencing those who speak on behalf of Trump.
You're absolutely right, but there's a lot of federal executive relief the Justice Department could engage in with this type of behavior, not just with what happened to Owen, but big tech censorship and the rest of it. And Trump doing nothing so far has been a big, fat green light for all of that. Norm Pattis, thank you for the great job you're doing with Owen and all of us, and thanks for joining us.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, thank you. So that's where we are, folks. And if you just tuned in, Owen Schroyer this morning, right before he went live on air, he just was there and was not even talking and had tape over his mouth. If you're a radio listener, you can see the video at InfoWars.com. Simply saying that he has a right to free speech and it's being violated. In fact, let's just do this. Let's play the first video before he gets arrested for TV viewers and radio listeners, because you'll notice there's no audio. I'll have to talk over it, because they come over and say you can't have a piece of tape over your mouth. But everybody else can demonstrate in here all day. We just don't call that demonstrations. They can hold up their signs. They can yell at you, but you can't be there. So let's go ahead and roll that video.
Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars.com. I am back in the state capitol, where when I walked in today, I was greeted by security who told me if I even take this sign out in the building today, that I would be arrested. Well, I'm planning on not even saying anything, because I'm going to put this over my mouth as an illustration of the censorship that I'm enduring now in the real world, not just by big tech, but by the Democrats. And I was told I'd be arrested if I take this sign out and hold it. Well, the Remove Trump protesters had dozens of signs out here that they were holding. Are they going to arrest me for doing exactly what they did? Well, I guess we're going to find out.
So he's whispering in a corner, He's right where everybody else has been standing every day, right in the middle under the big goddess of Colombia. And they come over and say, can't do it.
Sir, the impeached Trump protesters come here every single day. We saw them here. We actually confronted them. Is there a reason why they aren't arrested every day?
What about just getting rid of the sign and hold this?
All right, we're going to go to break. Again, the full video is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, but I'm just going to be honest with you right now. I've been studying COG, continuity of government, how they're trying to take Trump out, and how these shadow groups that were put in during the Cold War are still operating. And the way this judge in California is ordering hundreds of sites secretly taken down is totally illegal. We just had a lawyer on explaining that as well. That means they've gone full criminal. And if you follow this threat continuum, it means violence very soon by them. False flags to blame us, start a shooting war. I'm just telling you. And the gut level, oh man, I mean, it's off the chart, my spidey sense.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We've seen are like laying a piece of paper on top of a stove, a coiled electric stove. And if you watch the paper begin to yellow and then brown, and then suddenly, flashpoint, that piece of printer paper, writing paper, flashes into flame. And so the increments of the tyranny have been yellowing and browning the paper. But we're right at that moment in slow motion, if you can see it, when it goes. If you put a piece of paper into a regular fire or a gas stove, it'll kind of light on one spot right away. It just kind of burn through. But there's something spectacular about one of those flat top electric stoves. And it's a science experiment. My dad, when I was like 6, 7 years old, said, "You want to see something?" And he showed me a deer camp we had that had a gas stove and an electric stove. He actually got pieces of paper and showed me. He said, because the heat's being evenly distributed with this one, it'll go at a flash point instead of over here with a flame, and explained some thermodynamic thing to me. I didn't get then, don't get now. But that's kind of stuff my dad was always doing when I was a kid. He teach me how water towers work, and how electricity works, and how gunpowder works, and how nuclear weapons work, and how firearms work, and how crops work, and how the electrical work works. But I digress. America is at that flashpoint, and the paper's browning right now, and any second. That's why some of the biggest explosions are in paper mills. There's a bunch of paper dust in the air. And you get one spark, one piece of paper burns, little bitty piece, barely see it, just like flour mills. Some of the biggest explosions you can see, it looks like TNT goes off. Somebody lights a match inside a paper mill and or inside a flour mill, and those little pieces in the air are just like gasoline. And that's where we are. And so I don't know if it's going to flash today or next week or tomorrow. Well, you actually found an example of flashpoint. And so Trump has to act. America has to act. Because globalists look like they're losing, but they keep upping the criminal increment. They keep upping what they're getting away with. And we think they're losing because each plot fails. But what they're really doing is conditioning us not to recognize when the big one actually hits. And that's why they're telling you that Trump's invincible. That's why they're saying all the odds makers say he's invincible. That's why they're saying nothing can stop him. It's because they want Trump to be comfortable and not watching his back, and they want us to go to sleep so they can drop the hammer. and in increments, exponential, going to this level with what they're doing to Trump supporters around the country, electing all these district attorneys and sheriffs that work for Soros and are openly saying we're going to allow people to attack Trump supporters, and then they're having cases where they do, and the D.C. courts let Antifa brutally attack men and women savagely, and they just say, you go free. And you say, well, that'll start a war. Well, that's exactly what they want. Due process is being thrown out the window. But it's being done in the blue cities because they're losing. But if Trump doesn't take action, and if we don't take action politically and through the criminal justice system, we are aiding and abetting these people. Let's have a discussion about what we're going to do, but it's rapidly reaching the point where the media and the academics and the politicians leading and directing this and the globalists financing it are at war with us through their capos and through their soldiers. And they're entering a world of pain. That's all I'm saying. They will lose. There's no way they're going to win. Chi-coms, they're done. Globalist Hollywood, everybody hates them. There's nothing they can do to fix anything now. They're totally hated. It's over. Except can they drag us into a big, giant war? They should quit right now. But they just don't know how to quit, do they? Like undead zombies. We're going to go to break. Something I want to just tell you about here is so important to you and your family. You know, funding this operation is pretty darn important. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear funding us and spreading the word. But this is from the World Health Organization, of all places. According to the World Health Organization, a 2007 study, nearly 2 billion individuals had insufficient iodine intake, a third being of school age, cognitive iodine deficiency syndrome. And it goes on to say it's the leading cause of low IQ in the world. 2 billion plus people. We sell the very best iodine there is out there, the opposite of fluoride. Fox News reports on a big federal study about how there is weaponized toxic fluoride added with chemicals in all the major drinking water and how it's killing people in mass, and 100 plus million people are getting sick from it. That was Fox News 2 days ago. X2 and X3 are the good halogen that counter all of that. Yes, of course, I'm selling you something you need. I'm telling you need it so you buy it and so it helps you and so you get more. You know why I never get sick? You know why I'm so aggressive? You know why I look in many ways younger than I did 10 years ago? Because of iodine, ladies and gentlemen, and because of the right kind. This funds our operation. It's been sold out for a while. 40% off. You get it with X3, two different formulas, both excellent. Give them 50% off together. Only thing I can go 50% on with them together. And that means free shipping on that order as well. Infowarsstore.com. Everybody should be stocking up on this stuff. It lasts for years and years. There's not even an expiration date on it. But let me go further. Why do I call our vitamin D3 and vitamin K fusion winter sun? Because your skin produces vitamin D when it gets sun. Well, you don't get it in the fall and the winter and the spring. And that's the main reason you get so many flus and other things from viruses and bacteria during the winter, is because you're not producing it. Ladies and gentlemen, doctors forever said, go out and get some sun. You won't get sick. Well, we can't do it in the winter. Winter sun is 40% off, even though it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. So two things of all this crazy stuff going on in the world and the flu and all the rest of it is vitamin D3. And we have a great, high-quality, non-synthetic form of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Get both of these big specials before they end.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride-free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So, the original theme of the broadcast today, so I just cover whatever I think is most important, whatever's front and center, whatever you alert us to, was the coronavirus and the weird connections of Bill and Melinda Gates and a vaccine and then wargaming this happening 2 months ago and all the rest of it, and how that could politically be used against Trump and the world economy. I mean, I predicted 3 months ago that a bioweapon release or a crisis during the Trump trial would be what I would look for as part of the backdrop of fear and hysteria to trigger riots and things and say Trump's got to go. That's just one of the things we're on record saying. I'm not saying that's what's unfolding at this point. But we're also going to get into censorship and Glenn Greenwald and the fact that the Brazilian government wants him arrested for journalism and how Trump's not standing up for Assange, even though he told him release the WikiLeaks on TV. You just can't do that, President Trump. You need to release Julian Assange. A lot of people have turned against Trump because of this. I still love him way better than Hillary, but my goodness, it's scary. Glenn Greenwald confronts American liberals trying to destroy free speech. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Here's some of what Greenwald had to say. And then Roger Stone's lawyer is going to exclusively join us. Yep, there's big news on that front. Oh, it's big news. We'll get to that in a moment. We're getting Tyler Nixon on the line right now. But first, here's what Greenwald had to say.
And say, look, they're not banned from communication. They just can't use a telephone. They can drive 6 hours and go talk to the person directly. Or the same with the person who had a monopoly over telegraphs at the turn of the century. The reality is that Facebook and Google, I think, are becoming something much different than public companies. They do a lot more than just fostering communication. In fact, their primary business at this point is not fostering communication or allowing internet searches. In the case of Google, it's gathering data about all of us so that they can sell this data and monetize it. And their main business actually is artificial intelligence, is understanding how the human brain works so that they can replicate it and even build a better version. These are companies with incredible power over almost every aspect of our civic life. And so I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that Alex Jones's videos can't be on YouTube, but I am starting to lose some sleep over the ability of these corporations to exercise unconstrained control over almost every facet of human life in a way that I do think starts to transcend the power even of the most powerful governments. And that, I think, is what this Alex Jones banning is about. And let me just make one last point about Facebook, which is it isn't like this is the first time that they've decided to ban big platforms in the name of eliminating incitement to violence or hate speech. We wrote an article actually at the end of last year about how they're now taking requests not just from the U.S. government but from the Israeli government. And I think in something like 97% of the cases have taken requests from the Israeli government to delete pages of Palestinians, including Palestinian journalists and media outlets and activists, and have just deleted them on the same grounds that they just deleted Alex Jones, which is these pages are hate speech. Speech, they incite violence. And I think that there's this kind of romanticized notion that if we have the rules that Brianna read earlier, that they're going to be implemented in this way that's really pleasing to the liberal mind. And I think the reality is much different, that powerful corporations are going to institute censorship rules in general, not to protect the marginalized against the powerful, but to protect the powerful against the marginalized. I don't have any.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know, I'm not losing sleep over Alex Jones losing his platform, but, you know, it is dangerous. Everyone has to add that proviso so they don't get attacked. Remember, Zuckerberg said, you talk about Alex Jones in a positive way, you're banned. I could be a terrible guy, but people should have a right to defend me. But imagine that dangerous proviso, we're watching you, and you've got to only say bad things about this person. That's so cult-like, but, oh, everybody's got to follow it. Wow, that's really what people have become. That's what everybody's turned into. And then now, oh, it's the NRA. Now it's President Trump. And it's all about making you do what they say. Or this huge internet that was supposedly for us to communicate, it's really to watch us and make sure we conform, and that's not dangerous. A big semi-omnipresent system tracking everything we do, working with authoritarian regimes, but then they're the moral authority when they help China round up millions of people and put them in death camps. That's Google and Apple. On record doing it. They don't even hide it, but they are moral at Google. And Alex Jones, he questioned years ago mass shootings because so many other things are fake. And that's the worst thing in the world. Oh, he questioned WMDs, and he questioned babies in incubators in Iraq that he was right about. And he questioned Jesse Smollett. And we first questioned the Covington kids when the media said they did all this. And I said, Looks to me like that guy came over and got in their face. We were the first on that Saturday to put an article out like an hour after it happened live. And sometimes it would turn out we were wrong. Maybe the Covington kids did do something wrong, but it didn't look like it to us. So we said, looks like the media is running with this BS. Because it was now this that had put it out. And it turned out we were right. 98% of the time. Because we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to get it right. We don't always get it right. And when we get it wrong, we tell you. But we're really trying to get it right. We really care about humanity. I really have empathy for little black kids and little white kids and little brown kids. I may hate how adults get wound into fury and hate me because of what color I am. And it doesn't mean I go wrong with political correctness either. But I genuinely care about humanity, and the system knows that, and they know you legitimately care about humanity, and they know that we legitimately come together, and that what we're saying is popular, because humanity has a fallen nature. But at the end of the day, want to be good. And that freedom is popular. And that asking questions and being focused and being involved and being engaged is not a moral sin, it's a good thing. It's a blessing. And that the corrupt Hollywood and the corrupt globalists and the corrupt Chi-Coms and the corrupt EU royalty has no business sitting up there as the new moral church over the world, pontificating and speaking from their thrones of political power about who has speech and who doesn't. But finally, tyrants believe they're going to win because they weaponize media, they weaponize entertainment, they flood the country and the world with drugs and entertainment and alcohol and hope that they can just get us confused and scrambled and short attention spans to the point of we lose our humanity and these big corporations can dominate and take full control, even though it's ruining their own children's lives. They can't help but deploy the technology. They can't help but carry all this out, because if they don't, somebody else will. That's the argument. Okay, well, if somebody else is going to get nuclear weapons, why not just hand them out to everybody? Bioweapons, gene editing, edited babies, human-animal clones. All the announcements about normalizing, growing. Now they're saying, oh, biological stuff is robots. Oh, look, we created the first cellular robots, and soon we'll create cellular flesh robots. But really, it's biological creatures they make that are slaves and programmed. It's disgusting, and it removes us from who we are and lets these sick, evil corporations be our gods and have us merge with them. And then it's fetishized by the left in Hollywood that this is the great new thing, when it's dead, it's unfulfilling, it doesn't work, it stinks, it's a joke. All of it, pedophilia, all this crap is just people signing on to destroying who they are. The equivalent of sticking their soul into a light socket and being fried and saying, oh, that's an amazing phenomenon. What a feeling. Big breaking news right ahead.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to interrupt, then I'm leaving. You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. I'm going to tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
The power structure has built the internet kill switch. They've built the incremental systems of Chinese social credit score. Big tech has helped China round up millions on record. They're very proud of it. Well, they lecture us about how to be moral, how conservatives are evil and need to be silenced because we question public events and statements. Now, they are moving forward with even more intense censorship right as they try to remove the president. But I was thinking about political prisoners soon to be of their successful Roger Stone last night. So I thought, let me search engine his name. And I saw this. Key witness asked judge not to send Roger Stone to prison. Randy Credico. And this is Randy Credico right here, the former or current talk show host that Roger was saying was one of his sources. I remember Roger telling me that it was Randy Credico when Roger was a pundit here on InfoWars. I remember saying, get Credico on. That's great. Oh, he's scared. But what's the crime trying to get a hold of Julian Assange? He never told me that he was had talked to Julian Assange. He hadn't, but everybody else had. He wouldn't talk to us, but he said he was talking to an intermediary. And so Roger's only crime was hyping up that it was going to be big against Hillary Clinton, something that was true and something that Assange had said publicly. You already know about that. But Randy Credico, to his credit, has come out and said, you know, I wasn't asked the right questions by the prosecution or the defense. This was just Roger and I joking back and forth. That is what we did, threatening each other. Roger does have a funny sense of humor, does that back and forth here as well. But that's it. That's threatening a witness, and he just says, please let him out. The sentencing's been moved back to February 20th from the 6th because they're getting all of Roger's finances, and a federal court's ordered all of his documents, all his bank accounts, all his emails to be handed over to the media. Judges have never done that. So the deep state's all secret, but boy, everything Roger's got, I guess, on the left and dig through it and really try to destroy him will be released. So that's the type of harassment that's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But I wanted to get Tyler Nixon, who's not his lawyer, been his lawyer in the past, but was not his lawyer on these cases, on. None of this comes from Roger. None of these are statements from Roger. Roger said, I can't talk to you. Talk to one of my lawyers when I talk to somebody. I was texting him last night this morning. He said, you know, I can't talk to you. Say hi to the crew. Miss you guys. Talk to Tyler Nixon. And he sent more messages. By the way, I didn't say anything to you. Only talk to Tyler Nixon. I mean, he's that doesn't have free speech. His co-host is in jail right now. Owen Schroyer's been arrested again for wearing tape on his mouth in the Capitol foyer where everybody else is in there demonstrating, but he's not allowed to. So now one host is facing 20 to 52 years in prison, already spent millions, has been bankrupted. The other host is, they're now saying the judge wants him to spend a year in jail. We had the lawyer on earlier. So that's America right now. So Tyler Nixon, as an Army veteran, as a patriot, as a lawyer, what do you make of this climate and what's currently unfolding?
It's just unconscionable, but it's also exposing who the people really are. You know, what their intentions are, and frankly that, you know, those like you, Alex, and others who have tried to sound the clarion bell, this is exactly what they're going to do and what they're doing and what you predicted they would do, which is to try to shut everybody down, lock up. I mean, they're going to turn this into a police state if they have their way, but it's not, you know, a police state necessarily with jackboots and truncheons just yet, but it's certainly
a digital police state. To digital.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, they can shut your life down with a click of a mouse, as opposed to the stroke of a pen in days past. And you know, Roger Stone's prosecution, whatever you want to call it, is a perfect example of this, where they've co-opted or are attempting in the process of co-opting the final bastion, I guess you could say, within the state structure, the government, for any type of recourse or redress, which is the justice system.
And they're sending a message to Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. You support Trump in America, we'll destroy you. They know they can't intimidate us, but it's an example to everybody else.
Sure, and they're doing exactly what they've done or tried to do to Roger Stone and to others, to the president, with this ridiculous farce of a so-called impeachment trial, which is to focus in on some minutia or some area where he had a phone call, for example, and just blow it up into literally, to use the term, a federal case, and it's pedophagy at its worst. Adam Schiff and that bunch are just a bunch. I mean, they are the biggest manipulators, liars, and above all, hypocrites that this country has ever seen in our political life in modern times. And, you know, it's Roger Stone was put through a process where he was effectively shut down from defending himself both in court and publicly And now you have Randy Tretico coming out. Even this is the chief witness against him, supposedly, at least under the witness tampering charges, coming out and imploring Judge Berman Jackson not to give him any prison time. Now, look, we've been talking about sentencing, prison sentencing reform. I know, Alex, you've been all over the the harshness of the system within the the penal system. Let's just say, for many years, the over incarceration of people, they devastated the African American community with the drug war. And you're going to throw a 67-year-old political activist who's never been convicted of even jaywalking.
By the way, they called him, they implied also in the news, and in the, as you know, that he was some kind of white supremacist. Roger is a huge libertarian, a libertine, and is famous for drug decriminalization, and is famous, for marching in gay marches and all this kind of stuff. So that idea is total defamation and slander. And that's why he was able to get Danny Williams, Bill Clinton's son, and stuff on air, and has been huge in the black community as a JFK researcher. So, again, another form of pure defamation.
Yeah, he stood with Russell Simmons, Al Sharpton, and others, and denounced the drug war as early as in the middle of the Bush administration with, in working with Randy Tretico, who mentions that in a letter, how much Roger's done to to help the cause of this ending this.
Well, let's just say everybody gives the credit to Kanye West, which he deserves some, and to his son-in-law Jared Kushner. But it's been Roger in Trump's ear for 40 years to run for office and to run on decriminalization of marijuana and to not have unfair sentencing for blacks.
Sure, and you can see it. You can go back to an article I believe from 19. Either 88 or 90, where Trump openly says the drug war is a disaster and needs to end. I wish he would adopt that policy today.
But instead, they had the elitist jury. It wasn't even really a black jury. The elitist white jury full of CIA people, publicly. I mean, it was like a Democrat. How about some of them going and giving interviews and talking trash about Roger afterwards and saying basically it was political? I mean, this was a sick miscarriage and a railroading.
No, they've taken every opportunity, every avenue, every choice, and they've made it so that it is rigged against Roger. I mean, they put him in D.C., they put him in front of an Obama-appointed judge, they eliminated his ability to introduce evidence about the Russian...
And all this was done after he was deplatformed, because that's how this works. Deplatform to prison. They told me, they said, Democrats came up to me in D.C. and in Virginia and said, you're going to prison like Roger! We're going to put you in prison! I mean, these are scum.
Yeah, they really are. Anyone who would abuse the justice system or use the justice system to convict and punish innocent people or to use it as a political weapon are the worst criminals of all and need to be dealt with most harshly.
Tyler Nixon, you're on fire today. I want to get into why you think Credico's coming out, because everything Credico's saying is what I was hearing from Roger about, man, we would just joke with each other and stuff. This is BS. Why is he doing this? Now these Credico's basically admitting that. I'd like to get Credico on the show. I have nothing but, I like Credico before all this happened. Stay there, though. I want to get a few more minutes with you. Come back on soon because, Roger's front and center right now with the attacks on Assange, the attacks on Greenwald now, and attacks on us. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to be dramatic here. They're breathing down my neck. It's okay. Just say a prayer for InfoWars. Spread the links because we're sacrificing everything to be patriotic Americans that stay at the wheel under attack.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.